This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, Mary Kay coming up at 8:20. Does it feel like opening day? 10 o'clock baseball. Honestly, that should be outlawed. I know it's 10 Eastern. Everybody keeps wanting to say it's 7 out there at out west. I don't care
if
it's
7 out west. Do they want opening day at 7?
I don't know if they want opening day at all in Oakland.
Not on Thursday, right? Thursday should be
4 o'clock.
You work a half day, maybe.
Yes, yep. Play hooky, go
and
down.
Then take Friday off because you've had too much.
Opening day, like people are going, well, we should make opening day a national holiday. It should be opening day then. Meaning, unless there's an extenuating circumstance, like a solar eclipse that happens. How often does that solar eclipse happen? I haven't been paying attention.
That like, specific one, I don't know. It's hundreds of years. Yeah, right?
Nick Wilson has made it his life's work to
maybe it's 90 something
years. Dial down everybody's fun, but it seems like once every century you have a solar eclipse. And you got to start it at 5:10. I think what the Guardians are doing with that is brilliant, even though I'm about to probably rip him as time goes on. But that part is brilliant. Unless it's extenuating circumstances, or like the Mets are going to get rained out today, so they decided to have opening day tomorrow. That's great. Fine. It's opening day. It's opening day.
Yeah, it's
daytime
it's
baseball.
Terrible. And
this is the second year in a row they've done this
to us. I hate
it.
To say it. I know we got into a little bit of a scuffle before the show. Regular season baseball compared to elimination games in the NCAA tournament. And when you've got big brands in this tournament, I think baseball is going to get flogged. I think it's going to be bad for baseball.
The night games will probably.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deny that.
Like I told you, that Illinois-Iowa State game is a biggie. Those are big fan bases.
Yeah.
You think those guys are stopping watching that game and putting on baseball? You couldn't put two sports that are more different. One has 162 games. Enjoy the ride. Sit back in your rocking chair, have your old transistor radio, and then there's March Madness where those games, they fly, and a team season is on the line.
It's dumb. It's just dumb. You can have Oakland, like I do. Like I know that there's hardcore Oakland A's fans, and I feel bad for any team that's getting it ripped away, especially with this one where the Band-Aid is just going to take forever to. I feel bad about that, obviously. But you're playing this game at 10 o'clock Eastern. It's supposed to be opening day. There are people who wait for spring training the entire time, and then you're going to do this again on the East Coast. It's asinine. Baseball just does everything it can to choke itself out every single year with just little things. They take a step ahead, and then they take two steps back. You brought up the Jeff Passan article. Local guy in Cleveland who's talking to an MLB general manager goes, there's no reason to spend money. And you would think that that would be better for us because the general manager says, well, there's a 40% chance you make the playoffs now. So what's the point of spending all this money, which we are seeing? A lot of guys are getting mad about the lack of money, quote unquote, that they're getting, even though, what, Will Smith just got a 10-year, $140 million deal from the Dodgers. So I guess cry me a river on that one. But if you're telling me they don't need to spend money and they need to be well-ran, then fine. But if you're still not going to give me anything and there's teams that are just opening up the doors and dusting off the chairs, you're still not going to give me any more fun of it. You're still not giving me any better of a product because there's still no salary cap and there's still no salary floor. The key part of that being floor, but we've talked that to death.
Yeah.
It's just when you have a 10:07 start time.
Well, it's a number of things, because I said even yesterday when I was talking to you guys after the show, how cool would it be if they were opening up even despite the weather? And what do we care about the weather if they're on the road? How cool would it have been if they opened up in New York or Boston? Or anybody that's in our time zone,
no.
We would have been really excited about it. Imagine if this today was at 4 o'clock in Boston. We would be genuinely excited. Instead, you throw it 10 o'clock. It's a perfect storm for people not to care.
How do you
You're
not,
giving them 1,000 reasons well, not to care about
looking, it. Looking at today's schedule, there's one 3:05 game. Everything else is 4:10.
What's the 3:05? Is the Reds?
It is. No, it is the Angels at the Orioles.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And then there's three 10 o'clock games. We're one of them. The other one is two West Coast team or two Western time zone teams, Diamondbacks, Rockies. The Red Sox have to go to Seattle. Why are the Mariners and the A's not playing each other and we're playing the Red
what
Sox?
What a terrible-ass schedule. This is why – get the married couple back. This is why computers ruin things sometimes. Everybody wants to talk about AI and what's getting with computers and how it's going to kill the world. It's killing baseball already. Play divisional opponents to start off the season, something that everybody's interested in, even though our divisional opponents don't really get much. But it's like, hey, all right, play Detroit to start the year. Yeah, it's going to be cold. I don't care. To hell with it. The Angels in Baltimore. Oh, that's a time-honored tradition.
Well, it's just tough, too.
You got Minnesota and Kansas City. Okay, great. You got that. The Yankees at Houston. Okay.
Well, you know, the Guardians are always, just by virtue of who they are, they're going to have, you know, young talent. They're going to have guys that you need to warm up to sometimes, and you need them on. You need them on in prime time, at least. They're not even on in prime time. I mean, this is so late. I think a lot of people just maybe watch first pitch, you know, get excited about the buildup to the game, and then – you know, when I wake up, I'll see if they won or lost, and that'll be the extent of it.
Do you even know who the head coach of Iowa State is?
Yeah, you almost got the Ohio State job, supposedly. TJ?
Otzenberger. But you were calling me out at the very beginning of the show. I wanted to see.
I'm excited about that game. Illinois's got, like, two guys I think are going to be in the NBA.
Colorado right now has a package, and I think that this is going to be something very interesting for us to pay attention to. The Rockies, who, by the way, the Colorado Rockies... Where are they at today? Who the hell cares? I can't even find out. So here we go.
They're in Arizona.
All right, great. Congratulations on all their success. I don't know why I needed to say that. Yeah. Anyway.
Dante Bichette and Andres Galarraga.
Yep, it's a big one.
Larry Walker,
and Larry
man.
Walker.
Todd Helton.
Yep.
216-474-0092. Name a Rocky.
Well, no, I think there's only one thing we need to do now.
Power rank the Rockies, baby.
Let's go. Now, my favorite, I liked Bichette because of what he did after he made contact with the ball. He did this thing with his hands after he made contact.
That is a very good one right there. Continue. What do you got?
Then I would.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I already got one.
Go. Help me out.
Number three.
Troy Tulowitzki.
My number three.
That's nice.
And I had to, he only played for 1 year with the Rockies. I want to say Juan Acevedo. Because, man, when do PA, some of them names are a lot of fun.
Galarraga was the big cat, right?
Yeah.
That's the best. But
Sandy Alomar Jr. played for the Rockies.
Aren't all their kids in the majors now? Or
I think so. And they all play for the Blue Jays.
Come on, give me some Rockies.
I think that's all I know. Todd Helton, Galarraga.
Calavito.
Rocky Calavito. Candy Maldonado.
Yeah, he's dying in there.
Go ahead. Go.
Yeah.
Mitch.
This is one of Mitch's teams.
You've been waiting.
Nolan Arenado. Troy Tulowitzki, we mentioned. Charlie
Blackman.
Nolan
Arenado is not one of the greatest Rockies
of all
time.
Matt Holliday. Carlos Gonzalez, former Cleveland Indian Carlos Gonzalez for half a day.
Are you Googling this or do you know him off the top of your head?
Ubaldo Jimenez.
Of course.
Best pitcher in Rockies history.
No. Ubaldo Jimenez is the best pitcher in Rockies history?
Unfortunately for them.
All right, number one, here we go. Number one, I'm going to say Larry Walker. Number two, Todd Helton. You sure Andrés Galarraga played for the Rockies?
Didn't he?
Feel like he did.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to say Vinny Castilla. Number three. There you go. Boom. Top three Rockies.
They hit lots of humdingers out there,
Hold on. Mike in North Homestead. Hello.
How about Mike Hampton?
How could you forget?
He was there in Colorado, signed that big deal and was a dumpster fire.
What did he hit dingers, though? Did he also hit dingers?
Did he? I'm not sure but I knew he signed that huge contract back then. Yeah. What was that, in the early 2000s or something like that, and was terrible.
It happens. Mike, thank you for the call. So they have a deal out. MLB.TV, all teams and Rockies TV. You can buy it for $199.99 a year, $200 a year. If you just want to watch the Rockies game, stream the Rockies only. It is $99 a year. And this is, we got this from Barrett Sports Media, by the way. They still won't put us number one because I didn't play quarterback at Alabama. You can stream Rockies games both in the Colorado area and throughout the country with no blackouts. No blackouts. Underline, no blackouts. So you can watch, you can stream your Rockies. And I'm asking, well, would you do the same? Because everything's up in the air now with TV deals. It's like it's a year-by-year thing now. Would you pay $99 a year? Would you pay $100 a year plus your tax to watch the Gardos?
Yeah, if I didn't have cable, I would. Yeah, if I didn't have cable, so that
you
wasn't an option.
You are a sports talk radio show host. Yeah. It is your duty to watch the Gardos for $99 a year.
Sure.
I need to know from the general fan, are they willing to plunk down the $99 a year? It's opening day, it's opening night, whatever. Are they willing to plunk down the $99 a year, the $100 a year to watch the Cleveland Guardians? And does their previous year's record matter to you for that? Because people do that all the time. They're going to pull back money or pay more money depending on the record.
Well,
they do it with attendance.
As far as sports go, it's the best value, right? They play 162 games. You're only paying $100 to see them all.
Less than a dollar a game. You're paying, that's cents on the dollar you're paying.
It's truly the only reason why I still have cable. I have so many streaming now. My kids don't watch the cable at all. We watch cable when we're home on the weekends in the morning when I'm drinking my coffee. I watch reruns of Reba, and that's it.
Reruns of Reba.
And Aerial America. That's just because that's what's on TV. That's what's put in front of me. But there's no reason to really have cable. So I think I would pay the $100 for it, and then I'd cut the cord.
I don't think I don't think this is for any of us. We would all pay the $100 in this room. Who would not pay the $100 in this room? Is there a sports talk radio show host who wouldn't do it?
If you've already cut cable, I don't think you're going $100 a year, and I don't have cable. I'm not doing that.
It would probably make you watch more money. It would probably make you watch more games because you feel like you got to get your money's worth.
If you paid for it, yeah.
Because cable is not free, but it feels free when you're just clicking around. You're like, all right, fine.
They have a $20 a month option as well.
The Rockies do?
For the Rockies, yeah. But if you're doing the math, it's cheaper to buy the $100 package. But I don't know if you go, here's $20 for April. Let me see what you got.
Yeah. Because I tell you, like, when you do the $99.99 for NFL Plus, that pays off. I mean, I was watching Browns Titans the other day going, he has nobody open. What are people talking about? He has nobody open here. He has to take it himself. And I was like, Elijah Moore, he's pretty good in this offense. I was watching that game. It's March. I was able to watch that game. For the Gardos, you can watch the Guardians in Are you able to watch it anytime? Is that part of it? I don't know. I don't know if it specifies here in this story.
I think part of the problem, though, for all the sports, especially how I talked to so many NBA people that just look at box scores now, and if football is the only sport that people are truly watching in real time and, you know, throughout the length of the game,
mm-hmm.
more and more people, like, if you get all the home runs immediately after they're hit on Twitter for free or at MLB.com,
that sucks.
Then why would you pay for this if you're not somebody who has the time to have 3 hours to sit there and watch every night?
Because when you don't have every
night, people have busier lifestyles.
That's okay. But I mean, there's no nuance to the game then. I got to have a little bit of nuance. I can't just watch highlights. Like, the NBA does good on YouTube, like when they show the 12-minute highlights or anything like that. But you got to have some nuance here. I got to be able to see, okay, what led to a 2-run home run? Why is there a runner on second here? What put him there at second? Like, I got to see something there. What led to this sequence here at the end of the third quarter that led to a great run for the Cavs to close out a game, or for Charlotte in this matter? Like, anything like that. Like, I want some nuance. Tell me a story instead of just getting down to it.
You do get on demand.
All right, we got Mary Kay coming up. I got people here. I want to hear from them real quick before we get to Mary Kay. 216-474-0092. $100 to watch the Gardos. You paying it? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!